And we're going to welcome in now Decatur Creek for you here in Out of the Woods. Turn your microphone up. Hello, guys. You out there?
Yeah.
Yes.
How you doing, John?
Turn myself down here. Not too bad. We got a whole bunch of stuff here loaded up in the studio, so I can't move once again. I did this to myself last time. Boxed myself into a corner.
Strapped in.
Turn those instrument mics up a little bit there so I can hear you guys. But welcome to town.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're glad to be here. This is very exciting for us. We're, we don't get on a radio station every day, that's for sure.
This is a first. Yeah.
So who we got here? We got...
I'm Doug Farrell.
Got Doug over here.
And I'm Steve Dion from Webster.
Jack Carlton, and I'm from Amherst, New Hampshire.
Well, how about we just play a song, and I can play with this board, this mixer I have here, and see if we can't get a nice sound going. What do you guys want to play for us first?
We're going to start off with a song called The Middle. Come, I must confess, I'm not good looking, and I'm not well dressed. I can pick a little, I can barely say, but with some tools I can build. As good as others, I'm hard on myself and I look up to my brothers. This life's a wild horse till you lose the reins, but with some tools I can bend. Was just a good idea of who I really am. I've torn out the pages of my own plan. There's never too much, there's never too little. Life is always somewhere. Friends in big houses, I got friends on TV. Got friends down the road, and I've got friends across the sea. Used to think everybody was so much better than me. It's as good as it gets when I am a guy who wants me. Almost just a good idea who I really am. Now I've torn up the pages of my old plan. There's never too much, there's never too little. Life is always somewhere. Get to a place where I worry no more. Happy somewhere between my ceiling and your floor. Life no longer a worrisome riddle. I'll be happy and free right here. Thank you.
There's the middle.
All right.
That's a humblifying song. Anti-egoic.
You can tell Doug wrote that.
Humblification.
Decatur Creek here on Out of the Woods. And we ironed out a few little problems with the sound on that one.
Oh, good.
It started kind of rough, but I got a lot of the hiss out of it after a while there. It's always an experiment when we do it this way. So you guys are all local guys, more or less, not necessarily originally from here, but this is where you call home nowadays. And Doug, you're where, in Antrim?
I live in Antrim, yeah. And I grew up in New Jersey, or at least that's where I was supposed to be growing up.
Oh, so John Gorka was singing about you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm from New Jersey.
I thought so.
Yeah.
You know, the big...
I actually played at a coffee house that he, used to frequent a lot. It was the Minstrel Coffee House down in Morristown, New Jersey. And I played there once, and I guess somebody got my phone number, and they called me when I... Because I was visiting family down in New Jersey, and they called me and said, hey, you want to come down and open for somebody? And I was like all surprised. I was like, wow, yeah, sure. And they said, okay, well, where's your website? And I said, oh, I don't have one. I said, oh, well, do you have a CD? No, don't. Well, we'll call you later.
Never materialized.
I never heard from them.
Well, you gave me a business card over the summer, and you said, don't even use the email address on it because it's no good.
Right. I've got new business cards now. I'm really moving up. I'm advancing.
I think they still say Feral Construction, though, right?
They do, yeah. We got to get a Decatur Creek
We're working on things.
Business card, yeah.
We do have a Reverb Nation site.
We do, yeah.
I think you need to have a slogan for your business that says, we're rabid for your business. Or,
you know, a friend of mine is a plumber. His name's Butch Walker, and he's got a shirt that says... Lloyd Walker and Sons Plumbing and Heating, please don't call.
That's great.
And I get this, a friend of mine is trying to make a website for my business, construction business, and I'm like, no, I don't want any more work. I don't.
That's a good way to be.
Yeah. But, we do have a Decatur Creek Reverb Nation site with 4 songs on it, right?
Not bad for 2 days' work.
2 days, yeah.
Brand new.
Yeah.
I discovered it last night while I was sitting on my couch with my iPod Touch, and I.
Cool.
When I think I was your first fan over there.
I think you might have been.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
I just happened to be looking at the right time. I'm sure there's like thousands now. Is there a limit to how many people can be fans over there?
No limit.
Okay.
No limit.
Oh, good. So, yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Fans
now, some of the fans.
It's like Chicago voting early and often.
Yeah. When I first got a Reverb Nation site, I would look on it, and it would say how many people looked at your site or listened to a song. And I was all excited because, the first couple of weeks, there's 20, 30 people looking at it, and I'm getting some fans, my mom, my brother, a couple of friends. And every time I look at it, somebody has looked at the site, and I'm getting excited. Oh, cool, so people are looking at this. After a couple of weeks, I see, one person looked at it. And then the next day, somebody looked at it. 4 days later, it's still one person's looking at it. And then I realized it was me. Looking at my own site.
Doug was his biggest fan.
Oh, yeah.
What's that song, I'm My Own Grandpa, or whatever?
Oh, man.
All right, well, we got another song for you.
Yeah, we're going to do one of the songs that I've written. I actually wrote this in a laundry room using the washing machine as the song's tempo. So I was doing my clothes and writing a song, and this is called Cruisin' for You.
Cruisin' down a restless highway, my motor running cool. Got my hand on the radio, my mind on you. So many decisions I've got to make, so many exits that I could off the brake on my way to your heart. Well, it used to be that I would motor just to keep myself alive.
Once again, here in Out of the Woods, and Steve Dion on that one for you, singing the lead. And I gotta ask you again what that was called for the
list. That was called Cruisin' for You.
Cruisin' for You, all right. I like that. Nice stuff. Well, a couple winners so far. You haven't played a real dog yet.
We're saving those.
Yeah. What are we gonna do now?
So, are you guys out playing any shows as a group yet?
Yeah, we've been featuring a couple coffee houses lately, right?
Yep, several.
What did we do? Oh, Main Street
Cafe and Groton.
Groton, Mass. We just featured down there a couple Spire weeks Side. Back.
Yeah, we
Dunbarton.
Spire Side and Dunbarton.
Yep.
That was fun.
We're going to be featuring at the Exeter Coffee House.
Yep.
I think it's in
June 6th or June 7th?
Yep, first Friday in June.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The Dunbarton Arts
Festival. Festival.
Oh, yeah, the Arts Festival.
Arts and Garden Festival in Dunbarton in, I think it's the weekend of Mother's Day.
Correct, yeah.
Somewhere, either Saturday or Sunday then. So we're doing a lot of these little sort of local. Last year, actually, we did a lot of farmers markets. We played, Doug and I played at the Warner Farmers Market quite a bit. And,
We're doing the New London one too this year. We are doing the New London one this year. Yeah, we love the farmers markets. They're awesome. It's You know, you just get out there and you play for hours. And, you know, it's just, people love it. And there's no pressure. You get vegetables. It's great.
Yeah. Walk away with some string beans. Yeah. It's a good day.
I go for grape tomatoes myself.
Yeah, there you go. Well, make sure you email me the list of things you have going on. I'll add it to the calendar.
We have quite a bit. Posted right on the Reverb Nation site. I don't know if you can pick them up.
Well, you know what? I'll email them to you so he can announce them.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I got to add them to my calendar that I announced. So.
Cool.
Very cool. Definitely add those in there. Well, what we got next?
What do you want to do, Doug?
Let's do one of yours.
Who's up? I'll move the microphone again.
You want to do My Last Life?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay.
Saying this could be it.
Okay. This is sort of a song about reincarnation. Could be metaphorical for... metaphorical for stuff you've been through in this life, too. It could be. There's always two schools of thought. You know, talk about what you think the song is or don't. You know, let the listener figure it out. I'm still on the fence as to which way to go on that one. Okay, ready?
This life will become a dream when and if I return again. With all my worthless baggage, I hope to scatter before the wind. And I think I have loved before. Yeah, my heart once hit the floor. Oh, I've been here before. And I wonder how I left my last life. Did I just get old and pass away? Did I get caught with another man's wife? Did I get shot while running away? And I think I have run before. Broken down, locked doors, left my shackles on the floor. Well, I think I must have been a wild man, 'cause now I'm quiet as they come. And I think I was a fighter, 'cause given a choice, I choose to run. I think I've been in jail before. I've heard the clanging of steel doors. Oh, I've been here before. I have sailed seven oceans, and I have walked on foreign shores. A pirate, well, I dreamed of riches. A loner, I slept with whores. Felt that burning in my soul. Well, lust and liquor took its toll. Oh, that God-shaped hole. I've seen the deaths of many sons. In the gray light of dawn, soldiers in time still march on. And I think I killed a man before. Yes, since I've seen myself in war. Oh, I've been here before. I've seen the sunrise across Ponce Train, and I've seen rainbows shine through the rain. I've watched loved ones disappear and time wash away the pain, 'cause we've all been here before. Yeah, we stepped through that door, came back once more.
I keep thinking we're in a studio, we have to be really quiet at the end.
Well, Decatur Creek here in the studio with us. Turn you guys back up. And what's that one called again?
That is called My Last Life.
And what were you in your last life, Doug?
A number of things.
He was a wild man, according to that song.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, you know, who was it? One of my favorite spiritual mentors is this guy, Emmett Fox. He's dead now, but he talks about reincarnation and says, you know, there's a very good reason why we don't really remember entirely our last lives, because we can't really handle the guilt of this one. Let alone the last one, too. You know? So I don't know what I was, or if I was, but I did have a recurring dream of being in World War II, which was sort of the what got me thinking about all this, you know, and it was very vivid. And it was
right.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Yeah, I had some weird things like that too. So
really?
I heard that song today, and I was like, yeah, I identify with that.
Cool.
One. Yeah, like
Deja
vu, walking around London. You know, that was my big thing. Yeah, I've never been there before. It was really strange. But I've had a lot of sort of turn of the 20th century kind of things.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
no idea where they come from, but.
Yeah.
Come from somewhere, I'm sure. You know?
Yeah.
But who knows?
It's all a mystery.
It's funny what you're drawn to in this life, you know, just things that sort of arrest your attention.
Yeah.
I think we should do Carnival Tent, because that's one of the things. I've always been arrested. My attention's been arrested by circus people. And I'm sort of afraid of the circus, but at the same time I'm sort of mesmerized by it. And I wrote this poem one day called Carnival Tent, and it was basically the day in the life of the human cannonball, the guy that gets shot out of the cannon. What does his day look like? So
yeah,
this is
a cup of coffee.
Just another day.
Probably just another
day.
He'd
do like a good Cheerios commercial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before I get shot up again.
I like to. So. Okay. You guys ready? Life so content.
ready to fly through the hoop. With this crowd, see the real me. Complex personality cloaked in leather and gas. Men on fire, difficult to see. All their lives so content. They can't be lived beyond a carnival tent. Dream of a life so right. It's under the big top tonight. Yeah, it's under the big top tonight. My tent after the show. She met everything was black and white.
Sorry.
Mine is not to judge, it's what I said to her. And then she spent the night. Dream of a life so content. Carnival tent. Dream of a life so right. It's under the big top tonight. It's under the big top tonight. Yes, it's under the big top tonight.
Right.
I hate when I forget the words of my own song.
That's all right.
Decatur Creek, you're live on Out of the Woods. We got a quick break to take, but we'll be right back after this.